Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike is not with us right now.
Rob.
He's out putting salt on his driveway,
Rob,
but also pepper and cumin.
Well, he likes good seasoning.
Look who's here.
How are you?
Regis!
Hey, how are
Regis
you?
Regis Philbin.
What a day you've had.
I just got down here, you know. The ice!
I know.
Did you
it's
make
nightmarish.
It up, you make it up the steps okay?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't move as quickly as I used to, but...
The Acela was running okay?
Oh, the Acela. I call it the Acela. You call it the Acela?
The
Acela.
The Acela.
Well, I remember the days of steam trains.
Of course you do.
Yes, what time does TD Bank open?
TD Bank here in Manassas?
Yeah.
About 9.
Oh.
9 o'clock when
it's
I'm taping
nine,
my
that's
jet.
What it says on the door?
Yeah, about 9 or so.
Uh-huh. Now, I know you have...
No.
I got a call from Gelman. You
yes.
have a prepared statement that you'd like to
I
read.
Do.
Big day for you.
Something
you?
That Regis Philbin would like to read. Do you have the paper with you?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hi, Regis.
Welcome. Regis.
Morning.
I'm here on the Mike O'Mara podcast to make a very special announcement today. I'm here to tell everyone. I
yes.
am retiring.
What?
What?
I'm retiring.
No.
What? No.
Get over it. Get over it. The announcement's been made.
I
don't
just heard
dwell
it.
On it.
Now, are you
for
retiring?
The love of God, don't make a big deal about
are
this.
You retiring or just leaving the Kelly Show?
You might see me like Larry, like
right.
Larry King will do other projects.
Right.
Will you?
You know, for the network, for ABC.
That'd be nice.
I might do something with Michael Eisner.
Did you say network?
The network?
Well, Regis.
I might do things with Michael Eisner. You never know.
Regis.
Yes.
Are you retiring or have you been pushed out?
Well, to be honest with you, if you'd like to know,
what's the story?
They suggested that I retire.
No. Really? They said it was.
That's fine. Right. The people at Buena Vista, they decided that they Buena Vista. Buena Vista Television.
Disney, yeah.
They suggested that I retire.
No, I have a
but
question.
I know it's all about that.
Oh,
Regis,
Regis.
You can't
there
say
you
that
are.
Even
wow.
here.
Awful
I'm so sorry.
Will the show? Will the
I'm
show?
Sorry.
So
that. Bitch!
You're blaming better, Kelly,
better.
Then.
Yeah, what?
You're blaming Kelly for pushing you out?
You bet your ass I am. She wants to get her husband in there. It's going to be a
March,
he said, she
yes.
said. It's going to be a mom and pop, a husband and wife show. Those don't work.
The show the show isn't the same work. Without you, Regis. Why retire?
First of all, when they came to me
what?
And they had the suggestion, you know, I'm going to be 80 years old.
Are yes. you?
Sooner
really?
Than later.
You don't look
no,
79
hold on. Are you, are you,
years old.
You're 79 now?
I'm 79
or
I'm
are you
80
be, now?
I don't remember.
He's 79. I
don't,
heard.
But you
79
don't know?
Years young.
Okay.
And I'm tired.
And Gelman's not getting younger.
Gelman's not getting younger. And I think he's in cahoots. He's in cahoots.
He's, will he stay?
He's in cahoots
I
with
thought,
that slut.
Thought you and he were tight.
We're not tight.
Really?
You know
he
what?
Hasn't been
you
tight
know what
for
he's,
years.
He's tight with the American dollar. That's what he's tight
are you
with.
Implying yeah. something?
I'm implying the fact that I'm being screwed.
By who?
I'm being screwed by Gelman and that slut
yeah.
who will go nameless. It's Ripper.
Kelly.
Ripper?
It's Pippa. Ripper.
Yeah.
Pippa's screwing me, and not screwing me in the good way,
the good
now,
which I wouldn't have minded 30 years ago.
Now, let's stop.
30 years ago.
Because, God, she's cute.
God, she
was really is.
Man, that little whore, I don't mind saying, she was a piece of ass when she joined me.
Now,
you know, her chest wasn't that concave.
No, it's gotten worse.
It really wasn't that bad.
Now,
she actually had little buds.
Can we?
Little tiny buds.
Bites?
The nipples actually protruded.
Mosquito
all
bites?
Right.
Yeah, but now, my God.
Let's focus on the positive.
But you'd have to do an archaeological dig.
That'd be worth it. Though.
Now, I
or
know
archaeologically, they're big.
I know. It's bad that you've been asked to leave. It's
yes,
bad
it is.
That we're not going to have you anymore, but let's focus
I'm
on the
I'm a national
positive.
Effing treasure is what I am. Don't you forget that.
What about all the extra time you're going to have in your apartment house?
I'm going to explore my homosexuality.
Oh, really?
Wow. That's what I'm going
to
do.
News to us.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go to bathhouses all over America.
Right?
I'm going to surf the net.
Yeah?
That's what I'm going to
do. You like
do.
The computers?
I love
it's
that. You can get anything on a computer.
What's the last thing you saw on a computer?
Two men?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Enjoying each other's company.
This morning.
You like that?
Yeah. And they were both from Notre Dame.
Back to
yes,
the show, Regis. What about this?
What
now,
about this?
Now, folk, no, no. What about putting together you and Kathy Lee once again?
Kathy
you know
Gifford,
something?
Reunited.
Oscar Santana, you got that great Bolivian head on your shoulders.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
You know, we've both been kicked to the curb.
You know what you ought to do.
To the what?
To the curb.
To the curb. You know what you ought to do. It's
right.
A podcast.
Yeah.
You know what? It
you
might just
Lee.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
It might. Now, what am I talking about? She's a slut, too.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned now as Phil Silvers guest stars on The Beverly Hillbillies.
What can I do with you, boy?
Can you make my hair look like this?
Oh, man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way hey, wear natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no mess of Jerry Curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Dr. King ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
And you lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I walk down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, it's Dr. Martin Luther King. I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Hey, boy, why are you so worried about how you look anyway?
Well, I am trying to gain the interest of a certain young lady.
I ain't never heard no woman giving no man no love just because his hair look good.
That's right.
Is this American girl?
Yes.
You got to go through a papa. See, that's a big misconception. People don't know that about American women. Ain't got nothing to do with your hair or your pocket. You get in good with American woman's father, you in good with her. Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.
That's right. You get in good with the father, you home free.
Mm-hmm. Home free.
Like a bird.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Yay. Featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
A note to all meteorologists in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yes.
Lick it!
That's not a thank you note, Mike.
Enjoy it across America. Depends. On stations like Iowa's 1630 KCJJ and Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world.
Wow.
From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, Jan 18, 2011, and we are over 4.5 million downloads and growing and throbbing. I'll get to the meteorologists in just a second.
I know you will.
Brought to you today by Voice Your Feelings. Now you can record a personal message and assign it to a real sound paper greeting card, mm-hmm. and Voice Your Feelings will mail it for you. Or post your voice greeting card on a friend's Facebook wall.
Wow.
TMOS fans can also include messages from Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, even Charlie, and Internet Radio Tommy.
Oh, that's terrific.
Think Valentine's Day and use the link on our website to Voice Your Feelings. A wonderful new company and very, very exciting.
See our website.
And, they've actually, now Voice Your Feelings has our Mike O'Mara section.
That's
right.
There's a recording studio on their website that you go to. You click on the celebrity button, and then there's a list, and you'll find a Mike O'Mara show.
Now, is it .com? Is it voiceyourfeelings.com?
That's right.
Exactly.
Right, yes.
We should mention that on the copy.
We want them to click the link on our website.
Ah, so we don't say voiceyourfeelings.com.
Exactly.
What?
Go through our website.
Go through our website.
That's the important thing.
But it is called voiceyourfeelings.com.
Yes.
Very good. Very exciting.
Let's send a card to Regis.
Let's do that.
A sympathy card or a
and that
congratulations?
That is in between the radio show and coming here today. We found out that
902 it broke.
Regis was retiring and made the announcement on his show
I was
today.
Actually spinning the dial on the audio vault to finish it up, and my Facebook wall exploded.
Right.
Yeah. I said, Regis. I said, oh, my God.
No.
Thank God. I have the season ticket.
Been doing Regis for a long time, but
yes.
I don't watch his show, and I don't care.
Right.
So,
yeah,
I like doing him as an impression.
I thought that's
I
why you
watched...
got off the air at 9. It was specified so in your contract so you could run to your office and watch Regis.
I haven't watched Regis in 8 months.
Yeah, that's good I think that's good for you.
You know, because I TiVo a lot of different stuff.
Sure.
And my new fave, Shameless.
Oh, it's a good show.
Shameless is bad. Oh, man.
That's a nice
man.
Family, isn't it? It's makes not exactly Ozzie and Harriet.
Really makes me want to just chuck it all. And be
and
William H. Macy.
Just say F it. Live off
really,
disability.
Really F
yeah.
it. And last night, not last night, it was 2 nights ago.
Right.
Scene with William H. Macy and Joan Cusack, just about as funny as it gets.
Joan
really,
Cusack is pretty great in that
role. She is scary.
Yeah.
She's scary anyway.
Yeah.
And that's a terrific
I've
show.
I've only seen the first episode. I was shocked. Shocked I was to find that the husband of Joan Cusack was the guy who liked the clowns. Because she's all screwed up and staying in the kitchen the whole
right.
time while her daughter is under the table.
Right. Yes.
And
yes.
and she's the one that didn't like the clowns. The cop liked the clowns.
That surprised me too.
Yeah. However,
I noticed this in that particular show. We'll talk about a lot of different things. I want to talk about Sunday night's Golden Globes. We didn't really do a recap on the day off yesterday to honor Dr. Martin Luther King.
Right.
I got a chance to take in the cinema. I'll talk about that in just a second. And also, I don't know how to drink anymore. I want to mention that.
I
failed miserably.
I can't seem to think that would be the truth.
No, I tried Friday, and it's
like
just
riding a bike.
It's not. No, Rob. You know, Rob, you do it differently than I do it. I do it like
I'm
still...
I take it orally. How do you do it?
No, you do it. You do it like my father did it.
Right.
And I do it like I'm a college sophomore.
Yeah, you're still drinking freshman, like you're in 14th grade.
Or a freshman. Exactly.
Or maybe a high school senior.
Oscar was a little eyewitness to that. And,
yeah, really.
It's just, you know, when it's just beer and you wake up feeling the way I did on Saturday, it's time
to
slow down.
Just beer, Mike. That's like soda.
Yeah, I know. It's like Sody Pop.
It is.
It's that voice. Sody Pop.
You're still feeling Friday, are you?
No, not totally.
Well,
but,
you're sounding
I don't think it's all your fault, but I'll get into it when you want to get into it.
Also, my downfall, a new food downfall that I have that is
you don't need this.
Possessing me a little bit when I eat badly, and it's not good. There's nothing good that can come of this.
Is this related to the drinking on Friday?
No, it's related to a food obsession that I have that now I always want something in the house. It's horrible. It's all I'll get to
really?
In a second.
So much to get to.
I'm so excited I came here today.
Well, talking about the Golden Globes, if you guys hope you got a chance to check out the Golden Globes, the award show the other night. But something I have noticed, and Shameless is a show that has it too.
What's that?
And maybe I'm wrong about this, but I worked with a voice person earlier this year, and was talking about doing different voice work, and Buzz has gotten the same feedback from people that he's auditioned for. Everybody wants the cool. Everybody wants the understated. And I'm beginning to watch, Buzz, and you watch a tremendous amount of TV. You're a connoisseur of sitcoms and TV dramas more than anybody
else.
And tell me what you think of this. I'm just going to throw this out at you and get your opinion on it.
Right.
It seems to me that recently, more and more and more of these TV shows, it's almost as though the male actors in particular, and to a certain extent the female actors, it's all about too cool for school.
Yep.
Where they're just trying so hard to be...
Not to give an F.
Trying not to try.
That's better. Mm-hmm. Not to give an F. And I'm like, I'm over it. I'm really I'm
too.
Ready for
it's show business.
I'm really it is show business and it is the flavor
show
of the
me
day.
Some show business.
Where
some
you know
glitz.
This kid, you know, these kids on Shameless, the one kid that's the egghead.
Right.
You know,
Flip, Mike.
It's like he's having a discussion with the guy that wants to get into the girl's pants. Mm-hmm. One of these two has to give up the cool.
Right.
If they're both going to be doing the cool, it's not working
Somebody
for
needs
me.
To be excited.
Well, it's a douchebag off. That's what it is.
You know, you're right.
Who could be douchier?
It's a douchebag off, but it's like everybody is douchebagging it now.
Now, let me ask Oscar
That's
this.
A
because
t-shirt.
Maybe Oscar's more
Everybody's
connected.
Douchebagging it.
You encounter a lot of people in their douchebag 30s, as we've come to call it.
Right.
Are television and movies reflecting real life here?
You know, that's a great question, Buzz. I would say that this generation, that it really is a generation below me. I'm just socially stunted. Is the generation where you are really judged on a bunch of different platforms. Mm-hmm. You're judged personally with your interpersonal relationships with your friends.
Right.
But you're also judged online with what you present to the world on your Facebook page.
How
or
you
your
market
Twitter page.
Yourself.
Sure. So you're really marketing yourself.
Right.
At
so
all
when
times.
when you're being judged, there is no place, unless you really are a close-knit group of friends, for a breakdown. Uh-huh. Well, especially for men. Because the men know at all times they're probably being judged either by their women or women they would like to be with. Uh-huh. When we grew up and we had a breakdown, we couldn't go to the computer and say F everybody.
Now explain, please, to explain when you say breakdown.
Yes.
When you say breakdown, like just when...
Have you played sport? You played high school sports.
I did.
Have you had a bad game, right?
Right.
You just would go home. You'd probably talk to your parents, maybe talk to a couple of your teammates. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a bad game, you're obliged, if you actually are a star of the, or a team member, to go on your Facebook page and say, what happened?
You have to talk about that.
You have to talk about it.
I understand.
Okay, but likewise, Oscar, what if something really good happens to you? It seems like
then you brag about it.
Exactly, but it also seems like it's gotten uncool to do that, that you have to be low-key.
No. I know enough a-holes out there that when they do something great, they post it.
But they still brag like a-holes.
Hold on, I'm going to tie it together because this is good. Okay. Second show that's a little more, because Shameless is really brand new.
Haven't seen
it. Not a lot of people have watched it. Another show that I think you have seen, The Good Wife. You've seen The Good Wife.
Yeah, it's very about strong. Carrie.
Totally similar. When have you watched The Good Wife at all? Mm-hmm. The Good Wife, it's a contemporary show. Yes. It was actually, they actually filmed it last year and this year.
And yes, Mike,
did you watch it?
My television receives color programming.
Really?
It comes through the air on a satellite dish.
Dialogue, very similar. All characters, old and young, all characters. Now, a legal show, that's the way they do it. But most TV dramas now, all the crime shows, it's all... You know, how much can they mumble the dialogue and be understated and be cool? It's everywhere.
You know, it is the flavor of the month.
It is.
And I will say that a terrific example of this is The Social Network.
Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Wait, hold on. That's it? Because that's one. And this kind of segues into the Golden Globes. Uh-huh. Watching the Golden Globes, the two little, you know, first of all, the two, I'll get to this in a second. I know I'm overlapping.
Everything's understated.
But the Golden Globes, they're winning, they're cleaning up at the Golden Globes. They're doing very, very well. Right. And the little germ, the little weasel of a guy, you know, dude, do you think you're bull-essing me by not showing any appreciable enthusiasm
that's
for winning the
about.
Awards because you're so cool. You're going to have that brooding look on your face.
Sure, uh-huh.
And then when they won the award for Best Picture, the two little 30-pound douchebags stayed at the table.
Right.
When did being happy and excited become uncool?
I think that's what I was looking for just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Why is enthusiasm?
It's everywhere now.
It's your persona
it's
you
want to
put out there.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and I'll be honest, I do that to a certain extent just in my real life. And all the time.
But I thought your lack of enthusiasm was because you hated the show.
Appreciable. Like, you'll have a moment.
Yes.
But I never, you're not a cartwheel guy.
No.
You don't go high five.
No, we've had moments.
Lord knows, cactus, on this show.
Yes.
We've had great experiences.
Well, even at work, my boss called me out at it. We did very well, this past season, Mangrits, and thank you for supporting the show and supporting the brand. And he's like, you don't seem that excited. I'm like, no, I'm excited. But on my end.
Maybe that's
end,
why, I had to find a few quality moments hoisting a few with your boss to find out how we really did.
Yeah, so it's one of those stories.
He plays it close to the vest.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those stories. I tell
the
Mark.
The password is better than Adam Carolla.
Understand.
Thank you very much.
That's, very cool.
That's what I hadn't heard. That's
I'm happy.
Let me ask you a question, because as you know, we are great acquaintances.
Yes.
But we're not really friends.
Uh-huh.
When you hear great news, do you initially start? Is your initial thought what's immediately in your mind is thinking about how now we've got to do that well in the future? So it's almost like a problem when you.
Yeah,
do
but
well.
That's me because I'm just a
neurotic. But I am talking about
perfection.
Yes,
and do you
yes.
think that is why you play it so close to the vest and you keep your emotions?
The only
in check?
People I share really joyful glee with is my family members.
Right. Okay.
And that's
right.
it. And not
so
that you're not my
Jabari.
Family.
It seems.
But you know
me.
What I mean? Like my dad, my brother, my sister.
Right.
And you know what?
Right.
It's funny. They don't care.
I guess
it's hilarious.
The combination, this was the little epiphany that I had watching this program, Shameless, where you had a douchebag where these two guys were. And then I realized, well, this is what I saw at the Golden Globes the other night.
I've got
this
another
is
great
what
example.
I've seen on a lot of these. Give me another one.
I love the show, the new show, just for the eye candy. It's great to look at the new Hawaii 5-0.
Okay.
High Def. Do you watch it?
No, I don't. But I mean, a very, very popular program.
It is such a mumble off that I sometimes hit the yellow button on my remote so I get the captioning so I can follow the dialogue. Because there's lots of music
now you
and
are
everything.
Just getting in because you are getting in to the area. I should let you know this where your hearing loss begins to take hold.
what
in
was
this
that?
Business.
How's that?
In this business.
No, but you know, Julia.
Because I'm glad to hear it because I really think it's me.
No,
Julia is the
same
way
too.
And she, you know, she puts it on
it's
shows
incredible.
All the time.
Yeah, it is. You hear dialogue now that's just like where I'll go back and I'll play it three, four, and five
you
times.
You just like looking at Scott Kahn.
And just go,
understated is the flavor of the day. And the Alice Cooper quote I gave on the show not long ago, when everything screams, nothing screams. The antithesis of that is that when everything mumbles, when everything is understated, nothing stands
like
out.
Like on my circle of friends, I'm thinking about anybody that really high fives or goes crazy. None of them do.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks.
I wish they did.
That's the trend.
It's like we don't have joy. And
you need an intern.
This ties into Ricky Gervais controversy that's out there.
Yeah,
but before we get to that, and we'll get to that on the other side of the break, because I got strong thoughts about that. And thank God for John Stewart, a guy that calls it like he sees it and backs people up when he needs to. But the attitude is don't show joy. Uh-huh. Really, almost to the point of brooding.
Right.
And, man, am I out of the loop being an overweight man? Because Hollywood now, I looked at these guys. Mm-hmm. It's not even cool to be medium weight in Hollywood.
Right.
Anymore.
No.
Right. You have to be wispy. You have to be seriously malnourished. Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked at those actors on stage, and you'd see a guy like Blair Underwood, and he looked fat.
Comparatively,
and Blair Underwood has the body of an NFL football player. Yeah. These guys are... the one guy who was in Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio literally looked like he had an 80-pound head with a 4-pound body.
Right.
He looked like a bobblehead.
Well, it's important,
they
Mike,
have
because...
children's size jackets on, and I'm just blown away by it.
It's important because when a fat guy, and I can speak from experience, if a fat guy broods, they put you on medication and lock you up. If a skinny guy broods, it's okay.
Right.
But if
there
you're
are
fat,
no more
it looks
fat
like
guys.
Dangerous.
Yeah. There are there any fat guys?
Even
in
Kevin James, Mike.
No.
Even
one guy.
Kenny James. Kevin
the,
James.
You know what? That guy from Modern Family that plays the gay guy.
Right.
Yeah. He ought to thank his
he's
lucky
the last
set.
One.
He's the only one.
They'll speak highly of him at his funeral.
Right.
Is it Seth Rogen, the Green Lantern?
Right.
The Green Hornet. Yeah. The
Green Hornet.
Whatever.
He got skinny.
He did.
Yeah, he got totally skinny.
I mean, he
skinny.
Got skinny. Yes. Now, the movie
super
might
skinny.
Suck. I don't know. I
it
haven't
does.
Seen it.
I hear it.
It doesn't suck at the box office where it counts.
He did issue a press release. He says he's looking forward to putting the weight back on.
Good.
So, I think, as someone who's roller coaster a little bit, it's so much more fun to put it on.
Now, we're doing all right with this show, and you find joy and enthusiasm here. We're not low-key in it every day. You're a very emotional person. You have strong opinions about things. And
finally.
And we laugh, we cry, we argue.
Finally that I admitted
you
it?
Finally admitted it.
I'm
yes, but in
bipolar.
10 minutes he'll deny it.
We're anything but understated here.
You're not bipolar.
You don't think I'm
I
bipolar?
I would think you're bipolar.
I have really... I like to get really enthusiastic, and I get very bitter and angry, too.
I'm not sure we'd have a show.
Almost never are you even keeled and in the middle.
What is the definition of bipolar?
Severe mood swings where one moment or one day you're extremely depressed, there is no hope, and the next day you're the king of the world.
And you also company of men and women.
You're bipolar.
I never have that king of the world feeling for any sustainable amount of time, so I think that's
Friday night.
No, I had a euphoric moment on Friday night when I realized that, hey, 3 days. That was
three days
off. Very cool. And then I ruined it by not knowing how to, ingest alcohol.
Can we quickly touch on that?
Okay.
Just
before
quickly.
We go to break, I will tell you that Friday night I went out with the missus. First of all, Carla's mom came over. Uh-huh. You all know the drill. Carla's mom, younger than I am for a variety of reasons. But older than Carla. Barely.
I'm confused.
And they came over, and they like to do their little wine thing. Uh-huh. And I said, because the last time they were here, I was yelling down, or actually calling down on her cell phone and going, shut up!
You're trying to sleep.
This time I decided I'd be a nice guy, and I'd hang with them and have a nice little bottle of vino with them and hang out, and everything was fine. In the meantime, I think... did you text me?
I gave you a call.
You gave me a call.
Yes.
We chatted, and it came up that you were going to be down at the
local
watering. For a work happy hour.
Right up the street.
And I said, well, I think I'll join you down there.
I think that sounds like really
good. No, he was lucid. He was good times.
I was fine.
Might come out.
I might come out and join you.
King
of
the world.
You knew that was going to happen because it's an excuse.
Right.
And I get down there, and Oscar is in mid-revelry with all his workmates who are blowing it out of the water.
Wow.
Including his boss who was there having a great time.
Wow.
His boss's wife was there. His boss's daughter. And I had a great time.
Oscar was so excited he almost smiled.
I had a great time with Evan. Had a great time with your lady that was there.
Yes, Karen.
Carla was there. Her mom was there. But just, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, Carla wakes up with her mom, and they go out to, like, go grocery shopping and come back. I come down the stairs at 10:30.
A trifle
as
groggy?
Though, seriously, I look like I was getting out of a Japanese prison.
Well, first, let me just say that you have not been with Mike O'Mara at a bar until you see Mike O'Mara walk into a bar and everybody just shoots their eyes because they know Mike O'Mara is here.
The fun is going to begin.
I will say.
But it's my local town
bar.
But no,
that's,
half of that is hatred.
I've never seen.
Make sure you know that.
I've never seen someone command a bar like that when you walk in. It was like watching Cheers.
Mike, hatred is only two beers away from
Norm.
Love.
And
what's that, Rob?
Hatred is only two beers away from love.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They all love you.
And it's not your. I will say that a Friday night that I saw was not your fault because Mr. O'Mara doesn't have to go to the bar to get a beer. Beers are brought to him.
Oh, of course.
They are naturally.
So you have been enabled.
Yeah, I was enabled.
I will
quite
say
pushed,
that.
Maybe.
Here's when you know. This is a tell for all you guys because you might not even know this tell.
All right.
When I have really reached saturation point is when I go mobile. When I lift off, this is what I used to call it, my old bar.
Okay.
When I would, I'm stationary.
So when you
I'm a sedentary guy.
So when you get up from the bar stool,
When I start going looking for conversation, that's when I am off the aircraft carrier.
I can see this. Yes.
And I am, because that's when I'm looking for different stimulus. You
but
know?
By then it's too late. I mean, what are we to do
it's
in that instance?
It's too late. Yeah. And, thank you. I mean, it was fun. I came walking down at 10:30, like the Bataan Death March, and I'm down there, and I was out of commission for the next 2 days. I just, the next 2 days.
Wow, it was
amazing.
I heard that.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
How did you combat it?
Fluids.
Just tried to force fluids, and it never works.
No.
It
moaning.
Can, yeah.
There's nothing that works for me.
How was it? Now, I'm just curious, because...
Then I had a function to do. I had to go to a tattoo convention.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It was a 90. It was amazingly successful, but it was 170 degrees in there because it was so successful.
You know, Mike is hammered when he looks at me and he says, "You should come to the tattoo convention tomorrow.
We're all going to be there."
Did I say that?
Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah," because I have zero tattoos.
That's S face.
When Carla and Mother...
That's another thing I do that I hate.
The invitation.
Hey, listen, you know, I'm going to get my hair cut. You ought to come with me tomorrow.
You know, you called me on that, actually.
Going for my colonoscopy. You should join me.
After the Raw shows.
Dope.
You called me on that because I get drunk and invite people too. I
had
everyone
it.
Going to my dad's house.
I'll invite people like distances, you know?
Uh-huh.
You should really, you know, I'm going to, listen, I'm picking out an engagement ring for my fiance. You should come with me for that.
Now, when
something you want to do by yourself, you know? Honest
exactly,
to God.
That's funny.
I'm having a boil lanced on my taint. You ought to come with me for that.
When Carla and her mom got home and saw you Saturday morning,
yes,
how were they with you? Because I know in the instances when I am totally disabled, the following morning, Carrie loves it.
Yeah,
she relishes.
Oh, yeah, they were very perky and very happy.
Around,
and I think I just missed Carla's mom, so it was just me and her, and
then they were out again drinking that
then
evening.
Then it was reversed because they were hurting on Sunday.
Well, I would
still
think so,
but still much more functional than I am.
Yeah,
because for me, Friday night means I am a teetotaler for the rest of the weekend. Mm-hmm. I will not touch anything, you know, other than a Diet Coke. That's it. And so, but when I go that far on Friday, what it also results in is an eat-a-thon at a certain point. Because I don't feel like food until 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening.
And then you've gone 18 hours without eating.
And I went from the tattoo convention to The Edge. The radio station had a suite at Verizon Center where we are having a listener party for the basketball game.
Right.
And I am talking to listeners for 45 minutes. And I did not speak to a listener without food in my mouth. I was just
Arena
sitting there going,
food, though, is so delicious.
And I was sitting there going, really? Oh, that's great. Well, thank you. Where are you from? That's good. Did you get a chance to meet Kirk? That's good, too. Are they bringing more hot dogs?
Not a lot of handshaking.
Now, this has me thinking about the new food that's captivated you that you can't get enough of.
Should we break?
We'll take a break and come back with that and more fun and more thrills.
Good.
Right after this, everybody. Thank you. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by... Do I read this one or this one first?
No, you can read the copy.
DigitalTrends.com. For up-to-the-minute news and reviews on all the latest gadgets, go to DigitalTrends.com. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter purchases. Get their new Kindle app at Mike O'Mara's show slash Amazon or click their ad on our website, DigitalTrends.com. Okay. We have a letter that has been handed to me by Mr. Ronick. Mm-hmm. Says, "Dear Mike and the gang, congratulations on the launch of your all-new animated TMOS series. Ooh. As someone who's been compared, who's been compared to Fred Flintstone more times than necessary over the years, I'm thrilled to see someone truly embrace and profit from their cartoonish nature.
Nice."
I've been a fantasy, a fanboy since the 80s, listening to each incarnation of your show. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine how thrilled I was to hear you talk about a relationship near and dear to my heart, the Giant / Shell program. You better believe it, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I use
you
it every
love
week.
That. Yeah.
We love to hear stories about our customers saving 60 cents, 70 cents, even over a dollar at the pump. It's great. Wow. It's a wonderful deal, especially with gas prices on the rise. Since we launched last May, we have saved our customers over $18 million in gas.
Wow.
It is, I think, one of the most straight-ahead, straightforward consumer programs. I talk about it. I don't care. I'm not, you know, getting compensated for it. Mm-mm. I just like
$18 million?
Please enjoy these delicious, edible versions of yourselves, courtesy of Giant, as well as one of our signature 12-inch apple pies made from over 5 pounds of Cortland apples.
I love apple pie.
Because, well, who doesn't love pie?
That's terrific.
Thank you again for keeping us entertained. Oh, my God, this is heavy. Thank you for keeping us entertained over the years, and good luck with your new animated series. Sincerely, Brian Beatty, Director of Marketing and External Communications from Giant Food.
How cool is that?
That's awesome. Man, oh, man.
What a nice thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a nice guy that's noticing the show.
And Welcome Giant is our newest sponsor.
And look, images of us in frosting.
Oh, wow. Get a picture of that. That is amazing.
Very cool. Look at that pie.
Yes.
Wow.
For once, I can suffer from and cause diabetes all at the same time.
Buzz, would you like the pie?
I love pie. I will share it.
Buzz loves pie.
I will share it. I do love the pie. The fruit pie, you can't beat it.
That is, boy,
and the cake with our faces on it. How cool is that?
That is so
nice. I shop at Giant all the time.
Thank you,
know.
Who doesn't like cake?
Yes.
God, see? Wow. Tough to come back after that 3-day
yeah,
weekend.
Sure.
I could eat. I
Speaking
love
of
cake.
Food,
I love could eat
pie and cake.
I could eat all that
so
cake.
So we've got Buzz that asked
Butter
you.
Buttercream.
Yes.
Do we have a sponsor? I apologize. For
we covered it.
Digital Trends. Got it covered.
I guess on my end, the biggest enigma here is what do you have to eat in the home now that we have food?
Okay. This is very simple.
The new danger.
You can certainly get the product I'm about to talk to at Giant Food.
So let me ask you about this product.
And we do a thing with Peapod. So they're a nice little sponsor.
That's right.
You know.
This item that we are about to reveal, it's top of mind all the time.
Mm-hmm. Here you go. You will. Everybody knows what it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's been in grocery stores for decades.
Okay.
It is a sugar-based item.
Okay.
And it is something that you would not purchase just to eat.
Marshmallows.
No.
Marshmallow fluff.
Oh, wow.
You wouldn't purchase it to eat on its own.
A jar.
Icing.
A can of icing.
Close.
Cake icing. Oh,
very close.
Whipped cream.
Cookie dough.
Even closer.
Ooh. Like cookie
pre-made
dough.
Cinnamon rolls. Like
no.
Sugar-based.
You were closer with cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Ice cream.
What is the cookie dough that you put in everything?
Chocolate chip cookie dough. Chocolate chips.
Chocolate chips.
Way heavy on this.
I have a thing for chocolate chips.
For years, I have kept a bag of chocolate chips next to my TV viewing chair. I'm totally
You're with me on
I
this.
I love the chocolate chips.
All
yeah,
the chocolate
but the
chips.
Difference is Buzz eats two and he's satisfied.
No, that's not true. That is not
that's
true.
The difference.
That is not
Buzz
I
eats
wish
two
that
and they
true.
Stick out like a snake that he's just eaten.
I like them on their own. I like to bake with them. I like to use them in hot cocoa. Well, and I also, but the most important thing is you get your
the
regular...
Bedroom.
You get your regular vanilla ice cream.
Sure.
And you make your own chocolate chip ice cream.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's
now,
I'm guessing
Nestle brand.
Semi-sweet.
Marshalls. In the bag.
What's
Nestle's
wrong with you?
Semi-sweet. What's
get
wrong
a
with
hold
me
yourself.
Is I am a food addict.
No, you were working out last week.
I'm working out this week. I'll be hitting the elliptical today.
Jesus Christ.
I'll be hitting it with chocolate chips. I don't have any will power.
But you're going out of your way to make like an ice cream dessert that they already have pre-made for you?
No, I love it.
Let's focus on the positive here. Okay. You've not gotten to the point yet when you're buying him at Costco, are you?
No.
You see?
No.
That's good.
No, but I love them. And I asked Carla, I said, you know, she was going out over the weekend, the middle part of the weekend. I'm going to the grocery store. Oh, darling, would you please pick up some chocolate chips?
Morsels for Mike.
Let me know. Right now, there is an open bag of chocolate chips next to my computer.
Next to my chair.
And
TV chair.
I have been my little thing has been making my own chocolate chip
ice cream. Do you eat them one at a time, or do you?
Oh, God, no.
By the handful?
Don't be,
like
yes,
peanuts?
By the handful.
Yeah, that's how I do it.
I take them like this. This is the way I hold them right here, and I
yes.
gotta go.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, yummy, yummy. How do you eat them, Buzz?
Several, you know, like maybe five or six in a handful at a time.
Wouldn't it be great? But one time, if Buzz didn't play the type, and Buzz says, "What I like to do is put three between my butt cheeks, melt them, and then scoop
well,
them
that's
out
the
with
next,
my finger."
That's the next thing that happens. If you did what I do, if you did what I do and kept them next to your TV chair, you might also do what I do, and that is on the occasion that you fall asleep in front of the TV, and you wake up with melted chocolate chips on
very,
you.
Very bad.
Under you.
Very tough to get rid of.
I'm sure that's all chocolate chips.
That's disgusting is what
it's
that
so
is.
Easy for chocolate chips to get under you.
You think Buzz eats them with tweezers? One by one.
Knife and fork.
I don't know where you guys get this image.
Because you're not a fat guy. Well, any guy that eats, I mean, unless you've got the metabolism of like a teenage girl.
I keep them by my TV chair and I eat them with chopsticks.
It was, listen, it was one of those weekends I could go through everything, but it was not a healthy weekend. And
you'll be all right.
And I loved every
portion
control.
It's about portion control. Portion your chocolate chips. I need to do the same. We'll be all right.
Yeah, I have never been into let me just say this. I have never gotten to the level with chocolate chip ingestion that is really
CCI,
like
Mike.
Horrible.
I've made myself sick eating
really?
Too many of them.
So how many bags a week do you go through?
Well, I don't.
Just
it's
one.
It's a new thing. It's a new phenomenon.
You will.
And really, I like putting them in the ice cream. That to me is
because that's
lot of
so much
fun.
Better.
You know, if you could skip the ice cream
or making my own. The first thing I made with my mixer that Carly got me for Christmas was Toll House from scratch, from flour, from the back of the bag.
Right.
I made my own Toll House cookies.
How many? Did you lose any fingers or anything?
Oh,
or?
They were good.
You did okay.
God damn! I tell you,
they
it's
are
fantastic.
Tasty,
I want
to thank
you
to
for,
Giant. Thanks
thanks for saving those cookies for your coworkers.
Thanks, Giant.
They were gone. They were long gone.
Did they even make it in the oven?
Oh God, yes they did.
Okay,
yes,
good.
I enjoy them. All right, let's see. So getting back to the whole thing, Ricky Gervais. We were gonna wanted to save some time to talk about that. Oh, come on, people. There's a controversy. What are you talking about?
Grow up.
Ricky Gervais does what a comedian does, and a good comedian has an edge.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if you're going to have an edge, you're going to make an offensive comment.
Right.
You're going to approach the line. I don't think he went over the line.
No.
I thought he was very funny. I thought he got a crap reception at the Golden Globes.
Well, you remember how Letterman was crucified just for doing the Uma Oprah joke.
You know what? If we want bland, then we'll have Billy Crystal for the rest of our lives.
Do you want some clips of Gervais doing what Gervais did?
Yeah, let's listen. Please. I think there are very let me tell you, this is a guy that I watched this TV program, this award show, this Hollywood circle jerk. I watched this because of Ricky Gervais.
Of course, I would.
And they're going to get rid of him now because he was too controversial.
Too interesting.
Guarantee you, he will not be gotten rid of.
You don't think so?
Guaranteed.
I hope he stays.
Because you know what? This is the best thing for the Globes. Because
God, he was hysterical.
They can start promoting this 3 weeks out next year. We're having him back.
Yeah.
What will he do?
They have no sense of humor, and they can't laugh at themselves, and they're much too sensitive. I don't think he will be back.
It's horrible the way they received him.
Just as Letterman wasn't back.
Here he is. This is when he talked about Sex and the City and a couple other things. I thought this was some good writing.
Good stuff.
There were a lot of big films that didn't get nominated this year. Nothing for Sex and the City 2. No. I was sure the Golden Globe for special effects would go to the team that airbrushed that poster.
Amen to that.
Great job. Girls, we know how old you are. I saw one of you in an episode of Bonanza. Also not nominated, I love you, Philip Morris, Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor, two heterosexual actors pretending to be gay. So the complete opposite of some famous Scientologist, then.
Listen to that.
Yeah. Listen to that.
My lawyers helped me with the wording of that joke.
I also like
So the vibe in the room to me was just
like an old, like an old lady's tea party.
That gets back to the whole everybody's trying to be too cool for school.
Yeah.
And if they're not laughing at this guy, I got news for you. They're not laughing at anybody.
There's no hope.
Who would they laugh at? I mean, who would be somebody that... Oh, Ellen. Bring Ellen out. She's nice and safe.
They would like that. All right, here, he talks about Cher here.
Seems like everything this year was three-dimensional, except the characters in The Tourist. I feel bad about that joke. I'll tell you why. I'm jumping on the bandwagon because I haven't even seen The Tourist. Who has?
All right, let me stop you right there. Here's to me what's brilliant about that. He takes on the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, two
and
of them.
A star that and stars that don't need any help. And I thought it was funny. And they show Johnny Depp, who's chewing his gum with his glasses and his little, Wyatt Earp beard that he has on there.
Oh, he was brooding before brooding was cool.
He's
Mike.
Mr. Brood, too. Okay. F you.
Because it's nominated. Funny. So shut up, okay? And I'd like to quash this ridiculous rumor going around that the only reason The Tourist was nominated was so the Hollywood Foreign Press could hang out with Johnny Depp and Angelina Jolie. That is rubbish. That is not the only reason. They also accepted bribes. All that happened was some of them were taken to see Cher in concert. How the hell is that a bribe? Really? Do you want to go and see Cher? No. Why not? Because it's not 1975.
They were, I thought, Rob, as I was watching, I thought the audience was D-E-A-D dead.
Yeah, dead. Yeah. And
really,
you know,
dead, and that was funny.
And you want to underscore it.
What a great writing, though. How come you don't want to go see Cher? Because it's not 1975.
And you know what? If you have any doubt, it's not just him. You know who was funny was Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro was very funny.
I want you to hear his. He got the Lifetime or whatever their equivalent of the DeMille Award is.
He was funny, too.
And the audience just totally leaves him out there. Not fair.
Ridiculous.
Because this is a good speech.
And I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Thank you for this extraordinary honor. I was very, very moved and gratified when you made the announcement 2 months ago, well before you had a chance to review Little Fockers. It's okay. We all have our jobs to do. Thank you for your tireless work in promoting our industry all over the world. Thank you. And the important thing is that we are all in this together.
Not paying
attention. Filmmakers who make the movies and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association members who in turn pose for pictures with the movie stars.
Got a pretty good laugh.
I'm sorry more members of the foreign press aren't with us tonight, but many of them were deported right before the show. Along with most of the waiters.
Well, what did he say?
Javier Bardem.
Along with most of the waiters and Javier Bardem. And, the crowd just totally
turns on him.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
But for the rest of you, I hope your papers are in order because Homeland Security will be checking them just as soon as they're through with the full body scans of Megan Fox.
See, it was a weird,
it's a bad energy,
stupid room.
Yes,
bad audience. You know, suck ups, and I don't know. It's like they're trying to be too cool for school.
He was doing that grain of truth comedy, and nobody, no entity, no star is going to be hurt by anything he says out there. And he's not saying anything that somebody didn't already think or know anyway.
I know. It was weird.
What did
Jon
Stewart say?
Jon Stewart,
didn't he say
said he was totally offended? He had a comment about the fact that he was offended by great comedy or something like that.
He was offended by how great he was.
Yeah, he
offended
was,
by how
I
great
was
Ricky Gervais
offended
was.
By Ricky Gervais, by how funny he was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was the line from Jon Stewart.
Well, what's great about Ricky, in my eyes, it's always these guys that have been coddled their whole lives, and actresses and actors, and directors and writers or whoever. Those are the people you want to take a joke as a fan. Want
to
see people, you know, just take it,
laugh
at
themselves.
At it. That's why roasts are so amazing at times.
Sure,
because you sit there, you're like, okay, this guy is like tough as nails.
Exactly,
he'll take anything. He'll walk right onto the target.
Yep. And really a host. It's got to be well done.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's well done, it's usually done in such a safe way, and he's not as safe. He really takes a run.
Yes.
And it's really not anything that hasn't been in the plate.
George
paper.
Clooney is good at laughing at himself. William Shatner has made a career out of laughing at himself.
Absolutely.
We love stars, actors, athletes who are able to get the joke and make fun of themselves.
And one more comment as far as the ties into the movie that I went to see. One of the winners was Natalie Portman. Mm. And my wife and I went to see The Black Swan yesterday. Mm-hmm. And
that's
man,
a saucy little film.
That's
Mike.
A saucy film. That is that. A dark film.
Yeah, I hear that.
That is a film that... you gotta shake that film loose at the end when you walk out of that theater.
Not the only thing you'll shake loose.
Especially the fact that we are in any form of performance at all. Mm-hmm. It really gets in your head a little bit, and you gotta shake it out. Because
I fear that
it is very interesting. I urge everybody to check it out. It's a wonderful performance.
Is it
Mila
Kunis? Is that the girl who's in
it? That's the other girl that's
in
it.
She certainly looks a little more desirable than she did on That 70s Show. Somehow, mm-hmm.
she is a lovely little piece
yes,
of ass.
She is.
And sleeper hot. The strange thing about it is that there's just a theory.
Yes.
But I think that sometimes these actors can go on these programs and they do a role, and in that role they get a little squirrely. And my feeling is I think Natalie Portman got a little squirrely.
Really?
Based on her acceptance speech and the fact that now she's pregnant with one of the guys that's
engaged.
On the show.
Yeah.
Engaged after she got pregnant. You know, it seems to me this was, wasn't she like the Yale-educated
Harvard.
Harvard?
So making
Natalie
this
Portman.
Film might have screwed her up,
well,
you think? Yeah.
I mean, after
they're
all that
sure.
time, you know, you're sitting there.
And it was a twisted little
you know,
film.
You're a Harvard-educated actress. You're the, you know, you're right. the it girl. You're doing everything right.
Right, right.
And there she goes out and gets knocked up.
Yeah.
You know, so
and they're not even
I
sure the baby's human. This is
but,
weird.
A good movie, be prepared for something that's going to really disturb you a
little. Yes,
that's what I hear.
It's a very disturbing movie.
That's what okay. I hear.
It's disturbing and not in a way that like, oh my God, I can't believe what I just saw.
Just unsettling. Unsettling.
Unsettling is the word.
Is it as disturbing as Yogi Bear? Because that disturbs the hell out of me.
But I would like to just say a very nice hello to the people sitting directly in back of me.
Oh, with the snack bags.
Oh, my God. I got to spend an afternoon with the Crinklies.
You know, and then you turn around and you try to get that last look at them as you're walking out. And they, of course, were the people you just want to flip off.
Right? Sure.
The lady in particular who's just sitting there with her head.
Yeah.
Her little head on a swivel just being, me.
You got
some
quality time with Mark and Doris Crinkler.
Oh, God.
The Crinklers.
A-holes. I hate everybody. We're going to take a break. Come back. Open the audio vault with Rob Spiewak after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome.
I go to extremes.
From Stormfront. Maybe his last good album.
Yeah. Yeah. Billy Joel, everybody.
And his screwed up eyes, Mike.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Looking younger, easier than you think, and now you can qualify for special deals on all kinds of services with Dr. Friedman's newsletter. To sign up, just click his ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. Explore the rest of his website, too, and tell a friend, Dr. Bruce Freeman.
Spread the
word.
Let's
open up the audio vault. Robbo's playing a little of his audio vault even before with the Golden Globes.
Because I had some extra, stuff to share, Mike.
And thanks to those wonderful people at Giant Food Pantry.
Amen to that.
That's
thank
really,
you,
really nice. I love pastry. Mm-hmm. Big announcement. We don't normally benefit from our time slot here, but Regis surprised everyone at 9:02 this morning when he made his announcement that he was leaving the Regis and Kelly Show.
Wow.
And here's how it went. And as always, he sounds awkward and unsure of himself.
Okay. Well, I've got one of those announcements to make today. Yeah. You know, every now and then you have an announcement to make around here. And I don't want to alarm anybody, but I have to tell you this because.
Why would it alarm anybody? Yeah.
Do you think that in Regis's little brain. Do you think he's playing that? You know, like,
I'm going to make everybody think
oh,
I'm
he's
dying.
Trying to.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
make everybody think I'm dying.
The man has spent 40 years talking on television, and he has the worst command of the English language of anybody.
Yeah, my dad hated him.
I don't want to alarm
you. Dad
thought
he was the biggest idiots ever on television.
Dead
that's my old
it's
man.
It's going to happen,
Papa.
And the station needs to know, and Gilman needs to know, and we all need to know. But this will be my last year on this show. No, I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years since I've been here, and it was the biggest thrill of my life to come back to New York, where I grew up as a kid watching TV in the early days, and you know, and never even dreaming that I would one day have whatever the ability or whatever it takes to get in front of a camera and talk.
Joey Bishop's sidekick, ladies and gentlemen.
Think he might have prepared at least a sentence.
You know, really, I mean, his lack, you have it, the lack of command of the English language.
He can't talk.
I never thought that I'd have the, whatever it is.
That's why your dad didn't respect him.
Whatever that thing is they call, you know,
the guy charisma. The guy with the thing.
Right. To it. But it's
been an enormous thrill to come back here to New York and have that New York show for 5 years and then go on to a syndicated situation. And all the fun we've had.
It's a syndicated situation, Mike.
You know, this is a multi-million dollar situation.
It's a multi-million dollar situation. This is a guy.
World's richest moron.
Who really, you know what? You might be one of them.
He might be.
But this is the big speech. This is the culmination.
And you know what?
This is a moment that's going to be quoted all over the place.
Here's what's funny. Yeah. I knew that it was going to be something big because when he said, I've got one of those announcements to make, immediately they put up the Live with Regis and Kelly Super and the ABC Super.
Of course.
So anytime anyone runs the clip.
So Gelman knows it's coming.
Of course everyone. And he's making it like, oh God, the network needs to know. So what? The owner of ABC or whoever runs ABC is watching the show.
Get the Super
on. Did he just say he's retiring?
Let's listen to more.
The great co-host. And look at this over here every morning.
He hasn't said anything.
No.
But the morons in the audience clap.
Time. That, you know, everything must come to an end for certain people on camera, especially certain old people. So anyway, folks, I just want you to know that plenty of room to go. This is going to happen at the end of the summer, into the fall, whatever it is.
I want you to know, I have not altered this tape.
All right, here it is. This is what it is. And Lord knows we do this in our business every single day.
Sure.
It is on the fly. It is not scripted. It is not prepared. However, when you are going to make this kind of announcement, you at least give it a little bit of thought. He goes, I'll make the announcement, and then we'll just do it.
I'll do it,
and then I'll punt it. I'll step all over
it. It's a situation. It's a syndicated situation.
You know, and I was real happy to come back to New York, and then, you know, the thing is working with
Is he tired?
We learned in grade school that a sentence is a complete thought. I haven't heard a complete thought out of this guy
Let's listen.
We don't know that yet, but just so that you know, okay?
What?
We'll have a lot of fun between now and then. Come on.
Then he gets into his comfort zone, which is, come on. You're hot. You're number one.
I'm a carnival barker.
Right. That's exactly what he is.
Now, we looked at the Globes. Plus. The other big television event of the weekend, Mike, was the Miss America pageant.
What?
And I think Miss Nebraska won. A lot of people were disappointed.
How did Miss Virginia do?
Miss Virginia didn't win.
Okay.
A lot of people were disappointed.
A car appearance with her. I was curious to whether she won or not.
Miss Delaware, who was bald, did not win.
She was bald?
Yeah, she one of her causes is alopecia.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? I've had that. I've had alopecia before.
Did your hair fall out?
My beard. I would have these holes, like these patches in my beard.
Cool. Is it contagious?
No, it's not contagious at all. And they treated it with
fumigate
cortisone.
The chair.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
They treated it with cortisone.
Right.
And
I have reverse alopecia on my back.
Oh. And no, if for some people that will work. It'll eventually come back. But then in severe cases like she has, it just doesn't. It doesn't come
and
back.
And she was completely bald.
Completely.
Everywhere.
I'm okay with that.
Everywhere.
Hey, that's okay.
That's hot, isn't it?
That's okay. Isn't that what the douchebag 30s like there?
Yeah, why not?
I think what everyone was most pleased with, though, the amazing talent portion with Miss Arizona, Mike.
Whatever.
Okay.
She's a ventriloquist.
Oh!
And she yodels.
This is coming back.
I love yodeling.
Not your winner, though.
Right.
No?
Not your winner, no.
Oh. I'm shocked.
Although, hey, Rob.
Yes.
A la David Letterman.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes.
Yodeling week.
You got it.
Yodeling week?
You got it.
Is that
No.
You can put it together by then?
I can do it.
Yodeling week.
We'll have a yodeling record every day.
Yodeling every day.
Exactly.
Nice.
I love it.
I'm going to skip over a Snooki and JWoww. That'll keep tomorrow.
Yeah,
but no, you need to hear it, especially when he's urinating behind a bar.
That was from last night's episode.
Exactly. But let's move on to the fun Dick Cheney. This quote really troubles me. For one thing, I love that everyone calls him Darth Vader. And when they interviewed him on the Today Show, he actually now wears a vest outfitted with batteries.
The battery packs.
That runs his heart. That's really kind of like what Darth Vader had to keep him alive.
Yeah.
You couldn't take his helmet off or But here is Dick Cheney talking about the way his image changed after 9/11. And I have a question for you following this quote, okay?
I recognized at the time
that my public image would suffer in terms of the degree to which a lot of people out there who'd found me a warm, fuzzy, lovable sort before 9/11 all of a sudden say, you know, my gosh, this guy is Darth Vader. It went with the turf. And I didn't worry about it. I wasn't out there to sugarcoat my image. I wasn't running for anything. I was there to do a job. And if it meant I had to break some china to get the job done, I did it. But it was with a strong feeling, which was supported by President Bush, that this isn't going to happen again on my watch.
Any regrets?
No.
Breaking the china.
If I had to break some china.
But did anyone ever for a single split second think he was cute, fuzzy, and cuddly?
No, all had the same question.
But he's trying to repaint
since
history.
He came to Washington.
Exactly. He says, if I can make myself look like I've only been a dick for 8 years,
right.
He's cutting his losses.
Yes, Darth Vader.
So anyway, good luck with him and his battery power.
All right, one more. We got time for one more.
I'm going to close with musical, Mike. There is a band called New York. They're an electronica band, and they took an interview that William Shatner did regarding Star Trek V and made William Shatner have another hit record.
All right. Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain?
Why?
To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Will hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Will hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain.
See, Mike, that's it.
That's the audio vault.
That's your magic audio vault.
Those electronica guys all get around and high-five each other after that.
I'm sure.
Miss Virginia was in the top 15.
Top 15?
Yep.
Not bad.
Very good. Yeah. We'll come back with Buzz and News right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Time for news. Here he is standing by. Man that keeps his chocolate chips next to his TV seat.
That's right.
He's Buzz Burbank.
Don't sit on them, Mike.
Don't sit them at all.
They'll melt. Right. Brought to you, thanks, Mike. Brought to you today by Amazon. You can find almost anything at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon, including products you hear on this show, like the drone helicopter we demonstrated recently, Star Wars on Blu-ray we were talking about, my makeup mirror.
Do you know what I bought on Sunday night?
Your makeup mirror.
We talked about that.
For his wife, allegedly.
Yeah,
on
right.
Sunday night, I went on Amazon. I bought bitters, 8 pounds of cherries, a pair of slippers and vitamins.
There you go.
See, I forget that you can get like food
anything.
Stuff.
Oh, everything.
And it's cool. A great deal.
Also known as the Spiwak Survival Guide.
That's it.
That's right.
Cherries and bitters. Don't forget slippers. I hate cold feet.
I've already added chocolate chips. Our page. Yeah, on your page.
Chocolate chips.
There you
get
go.
Those through Amazon.
God, I'm a lard ass.
Support the show and shop through us at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon.
Thank you.
An embattled President Clinton, hoping for re-election, got more business-friendly back in the day and got re-elected. But the results included unchecked greed on Wall Street that eventually led to near-economic collapse. Now, an embattled President Obama, hoping for re-election, is getting more business-friendly. What could possibly go wrong? It could be a good thing. Let's hope for the best. This president's also faced with a bad economy and political pressure to get out in front of a movement demanding less government. So today, the president is ordering a review of federal regulations that may hurt economic growth. In a letter to the now more conservative Wall Street Journal, the president wrote, "We must," and I quote, "make sure we avoid excessive, inconsistent, and redundant regulation." It sounds like a good idea. Let's hope that's all it gets rid of and not the restraints that need to be placed on a business that can go wild if allowed to do so.
You know, I feel the same way, and this is probably because I'm a left-wing, pinko, communist, tree-hugging liberal.
I've never seen you hug a tree.
Thank you. I will say this. I feel the same way about regulation as I do about taxes. Mm-hmm. I believe people with more money should be taxed heavier. Mm-hmm. I just believe that because it hurts them less. I feel the
sure,
same
now
way.
You say that.
I feel the same way about government regulations. Nah, shut up. F you.
No, even when we were doing well, we were willing to pay more.
I've always said that.
I know, I do.
And I feel the same way about government regulation. Mm-hmm. I think they ought to keep an eye on the big boys and the big companies that can do a lot more damage to people in every area than they should about the little guys.
Right.
As a former small business owner, I wish they had eased up on me regulations-wise.
Fair enough, a very good point.
And tax-wise. Mm-hmm. So that's the way I look at it. Thank you, I'm here all week. Well said.
Playing to camera.
But House Republicans, meanwhile, are ready to get back to their top priority, which is trying to rip the guts out of health care reform. It's time and effort poorly spent since, A, they won't succeed against a democratically controlled Senate and White House, and, B, they have the support of fewer than one in three Americans. There will be an effort. They're going to go ahead anyway, though, Mike.
Buzz just rolled his eyes, incidentally. That's what that pause
they're
was.
Playing to camera.
There will be an effort. Now, that was really more for Mike. There will be an effort at making the debate more civil than it otherwise might have been in the aftermath of the shooting of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. And by the way, we talked about that idea of the Congress people integrating during the presidency.
Sitting together.
They're going to do it.
Good. Are they really?
Members of both parties have already agreed and have begun to make arrangements.
I don't know how civil this discourse is going to be, though, because, you know, they're going to replace the Speaker of the House with Ricky Gervais.
There's going to be trouble.
Here's what's stupid about that, though.
What?
They're all going to stand up for their people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to stand up.
You know what?
The Republicans are going to stand up when they like their thing, and the Democrats are going to stand up.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah?
They can still do it, but it's going to be a different mentality. It won't be a mob mentality.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I am.
You go watch that State of the Union.
I can't wait.
You're going to see this. You're going to see one group stand up and another group sit down. That's what it's going to be. They're going to be together, but you're going to have different groups stand up at different times.
And there are
going to
be times that's going to look bad or embarrassing for one side or the other.
Who's going to heckle?
Huh?
Who's going to heckle?
I don't think anybody will with the integration of the parties. That's
what I disagree.
I think
somebody will they'll do what they want. That's
you have more radical people on the right in this Congress than any other, and you might have, I think you have potential for heckling.
Well, I would say that it's the new members of Congress who would probably, they don't know any better. They want to make a name for themselves.
You're a liar. I'm a birther. You're not an American.
Can't wait to see. Back to health care for a moment. A new study shows that about half of Americans, 129 million of us anyway, have pre-existing conditions that make getting health insurance difficult, or at least did before the health care reform law. The health insurance industry argues that this is an exaggeration, since most people get their insurance through their jobs. What they don't mention is that millions of Americans have no jobs.
Amen.
Our younger listeners won't remember baby Doc Duvalier, the power mad dictator of 25 years ago. Jean-Claude Duvalier, or baby Doc as he was known.
Fat guy, right?
Chubby, yeah. Pleasantly plump. Took control of Haiti when
dazzlingly
he was...
Dazzlingly handsome.
Buzz, you worried about offending him?
Well, yeah, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Isn't he a dictator that had hundreds of people killed?
He could send the secret police to my house.
He's a lard ass.
He took control of Haiti when he was 19 years old, and he ruled with a cruel iron fist.
As
eventually,
his father before him, Papa Doc Duvalier.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Now, eventually, baby Doc was overthrown, and he fled to France to live in exile. Now that Haiti has been ravaged by earthquakes and continuing a political upheaval, baby Doc has returned asking forgiveness. This might not be a good thing. We'll see. There are some people in Haiti who welcome him back, others who say this is the worst thing that
could
happen.
Did you hear any of the audio from baby Doc's press conference?
No, I didn't.
This is how he's winning hearts and minds.
Right.
With the yodeling.
Well, that's when he sang, and then he actually spoke.
Oh, he spoke?
Yeah, he spoke.
What did he say?
You see,
he got his nickname.
He's a baby doc.
Right.
Baby doc.
And while most of us have ignored or not understood what's going on in Tunisia, an article we found this morning warns that the overthrow of that country's president could be the first domino in the fall of other Arab countries. It started in Tunisia with protests. In neighboring Algeria, they're rioting over food shortages. In Egypt, there's violence between religious sects. Let's all hope for the best.
Is this good or bad for the U.S.?
Bad for the U.S. If Arab countries start to fall to Muslim control, it could get ugly.
Uh-huh.
So we're hoping that we can stop that trend, or that trend will stop itself.
All right.
And finally, people tend to pull together in a crisis, but some people just remain stupid in a crisis. In flood-ravaged Australia, rescuers had to take time out of their real work to rescue a couple who tried to ride the rapids on inflatable sex dolls. Officials have since issued a statement reminding the public that sex toys are not recognized flotation devices.
That's right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by Voice Your Feelings. Record a personal message and assign it to a real sound paper greeting card. And Voice Your Feelings will mail it for you. Or post your voice greeting card on a friend's Facebook wall. TMOS fans can also include messages from Mike, Buzz, Rob, Oscar, even Charlie or Internet Radio Tommy.
Think Valentine's Day and use the link on our website to voice your feelings. That's it. We got to go. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, we depend on your support through advertisers as well as merchandise bonus hours, raw, and the VIP packages. For ad info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
It's time to get down to business with $30 a month business internet. WOW Business offers 99.9% network reliability so that you can keep your business moving. $30 a month gets you 30 megabytes per second with 24/7 US-based support, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Lock in our lowest priced offer for the support you need. Go to switchtowellbusiness.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.